Thank you, Elaine, and our thanks go to the Norwich Seeker for allowing us to use their material. I will now pass the microphone back to Alison for some more news stories.
Thank you, Phil. We now have a variety of stories from the city. During the construction work at Norwich Castle, a secret has been uncovered. Another historic building in the news is Lazar House, which was a hospital for people suffering with leprosy. There's good news from the Wensum Sports Centre, which is a minute's walk from Chatterbox headquarters, which has been saved from the axe. Barbie mania has been hitting Norwich cinemas and stores. Phil will start by revealing the secret found at Norwich Castle.
A secret, long hidden in Norwich Castle, has been uncovered during the £15 million revamp of the city's landmark building. The discovery is a plaque hidden by 1970s workers, proud at the part they played in the castle's 950-year history. The plaque was discovered by contractors working on the Royal Palace Reborn project, which will restore the castle's keep to how it looked in its 12th century heyday. While stripping a plasterboard wall within the modern staircase and passageway, contractors found the plyboard plaque screwed into face underneath. Along with the 1978 date, the plaque gives the name of the workmen John Hardacre and Richard Webb of Robin Anderson Limited. Dr. Tim Pestle, Royal Palace Reborn project curator, said, "This plaque is part of the history of the building, and so are the men who worked on it during the 1970s, John Hardacre and Richard Webb. We'd love to know if they're still with us and have memories of their time working on the castle, or if their families remember them saying anything about the job."
Norwich is full of strange and spooky stories, such as the girl who choked on her family's flesh during the plague and the 15th century shoes found bricked into a fireplace. And now a city ghost hunter and history buff who uses the alias Edward L has shared the secrets and lost stories of a former leprosy hospital. Lazar House sits just outside Maushold Heath off Sproston Road and dates back more than 900 years. In 1101, Bishop Herbert turned it into a hospital for men suffering from leprosy, making it the first of its kind in East Anglia. People suffering from the disease would have to wear black cloaks and ring a bell to warn people that they were close. They were also forbidden from entering churches and bakehouses. Lazar House became a haven for them. Edward L., who runs Haunted and Abandoned Norfolk, said, "When I heard Lazar House was taking part in the Norfolk Heritage Open Days, I jumped at the chance." What is Lazar House used for now? Well, Lazar House continues to evolve in its use and remains a building with an important function after over 900 years. Currently, it's being used by the Assist Trust, a charity that provides progression opportunities for adults with learning disabilities. Through various work teams, such as employment and travel training and supported housing, the Assist Trust empowers people to lead fulfilling and independent lives in the community.
Campaigners who battled to stop a beloved sports centre from the axe have said its future is secure, despite uncertainty over neighbouring Wensum Lodge. Wensum Sports Centre was taken over by a group of dedicated volunteers in 2012, after its then owner, Norfolk County Council, claimed maintenance costs for the King Street venue were too expensive to keep running it. Conservative-run County Hall is planned to shut the next door, Wensum Lodge, from which the council runs adult education courses. The sports centre used to be known as Wensum Lodge Sports Hall, which has been separately run, with its own car park for more than a decade. And the trustees behind Wensum Sports Centre have stressed that, with a long lease in place, the future for the popular facility looks bright. The centre has been shut for nearly a month, while a new £50,000 sports hall floor was laid by Broadland Flooring. The centre, which has about 1,300 members, offers badminton, squash, indoor football, table tennis, mixed martial arts, a fitness suite and pickleball, a fast-growing racket sport. With charitable status, all the money generated by the centre, including use of its car park by local businesses, is ploughed back into it.
From pink burgers to bottomless brunches, businesses in Norfolk say Barbie Mania has provided them with the biggest boost in custom since before the pandemic. The Barbie film, which stars Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling, was released at UK cinemas, bringing with it a tidal wave of themed events, special menus and Barbie meet and greets. The movie grossed an estimated £18.5 million in its opening weekend alone, with cinemas in Norfolk scrambling to add additional screenings to meet demand. In Norwich, bars and restaurants have been awash with Barbie-themed menus and events, as business owners look to cash in on the thousands of people heading to the city to watch the film. The Castle Quarter said it saw hundreds flock to the centre for its Barbie takeover event, where a Barbie lookalike made a special guest appearance, posing for photos with more than 300 pink-clad moviegoers. Marketing manager Gemma Hyde said, "It's bringing people out into the city for a summer holiday treat, and it's great to see so many friends and family groups coming together to enjoy that experience, which is only a positive for all our businesses here."
Well, that's it for part one of Chatterbox this week. Your readers were myself, Phil Harrison and Alison Applin. Tim Peters and Jane Pratt are now going to join us with part two of Chatterbox. This will include Information Desk, one more set of news, and two features.